Welcome to the Julie Tessie Show. April and I are in the studio together, and we are celebrating Rocktober, baby. Woo! It's going to be a great show for you today. The topic is Lashtastic. Let's talk about lashes.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pane.
The Julie Tessie Show presents Rocktober. Pop the glam pane. It's time for the Julie Tessie Show live guest, current event scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tessie.
Lead the way, my fearless leader.
Thank you, I will. Hey, April.
Hey.
It's good to have you in the studio. I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too. It's good to be back.
I know, it's been so fun. We've been talking about lots of wonderful things on the Julie Tessie Show. Today we're going to be talking about Lashtastic eyelash stuff.
I'm excited.
I know, right? There's so much. Mm-hmm. It's going to be everything everybody wanted to know and then some.
Right?
More than
you ever wanted to know about eyelashes.
That's right. Like, there was a few things you just read to me I didn't want to know.
Only mammals have eyelashes.
Really?
Yeah, and embryos have them at 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you're such a font of wisdom. I love it.
Useless information, but yes.
Well, thank you for listening with us today, you guys. We're going to have a great podcast, but I wanted to talk to you, April, about our visit to Wells Plastic Surgery and Skincare.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
They have a new facility in Lexington.
It is glamorous, you guys. It was always a great facility, but now it's more of a wellness center, and everything is customized and beautiful and shiny and sparkly, and all the ladies there are beautiful and so kind. It's wonderful. I love going there.
I do, too. I really had fun. I wanted to just set up an office in the bathroom, and we made a video about it.
We did.
And I wanted to tell you, I made notes. You have to hear this, okay? So we have an Instagram, the Julie Tessie Show on Instagram. If you're not following, go find us. But we have made the most famous videos that I've posted on there, and here's how it goes. The third most famous video from the Julie Tessie Show Instagram is my nachos.
Oh.
Me making my nacho recipe. Right. But I make it simple and low fat, and I eat it all the time, and I'm down almost 20 pounds. I've been down 20 pounds, but now I'm back up.
On just the nachos.
Yeah, nachos.
That's amazing.
But it's because you get so much tomatoes and green peppers. Mm-hmm. You can put any vegetables
healthy
you want
stuff.
On it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really healthy stuff. Now, the second most famous video on there was our video of being in the bathroom at Dr. Wells.
Oh, it was such a beautiful bathroom. We could have done an entire podcast in there.
Let's just do the whole studio like that.
I love it.
And maybe throw in some leopard print.
Right.
You know,
right.
A couple of zebra chairs.
Right.
Okay? And then the number one on there was when me and Gary went out to 116 Glen Eagles Boulevard. It's in Boone's Trace, where we're building a home to sell. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about it. And in the background, I don't know, were they pouring concrete or something? But those are our top three. So we made the top three.
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
Woo-hoo! I know. Whenever we put your cute face on there, we get all kinds of hits. But we just have a really good chemistry. I love that about mm-hmm. us. We got some things coming up on the Julie Tessie Show. Oh, before I tell you that, though, October 26th of this month and this year, 2017, mm-hmm. because, you know, podcasts are infinite.
Right.
They never end.
Right.
So somebody might be listening to this in 2027, for all I know. They're going to be at the office there at Dr. Wells' office, and they are doing hourly demos on October 26th. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing, like, permanent makeup for brows, dermal filler, Sculptra, which mm-hmm. is not a filler but a builder.
Right.
And Restylane lip injections, some man sculpting, all kinds of really, really cool things from 9 to 3.
Nice.
So if you get a chance, you're local and you can go. If you're in another country or another state, fly in.
Right.
It's going to be worth the trip. Mm-hmm. But they got some really cool stuff going on. If you want to know more about that, WellsPlasticSurgery.com mm-hmm. is where you'll go mm-hmm. find out. So we're in the middle of our chili cook-off, our clean chili cook-off, and the recipes are starting to roll in.
Nice.
I know. I'm excited. Very excited. Mm-hmm. You know, when you submit your recipe to the Julie Tussey Show at gmail.com, you have to have it in by October 23rd. We're going to, you and I, April, mm-hmm. ta-da, going to pick two recipes that we think would be really, really good to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the person's local, they can come and cook with us. And if they're not, we're going to cook their chili, and we're going to take it out to the construction crew, the Tussey Construction mm-hmm. guys and the Tussey Homes guys mm-hmm. that are working. And they're not going to know. They're not going to know that it's healthy.
Right.
It's healthy.
Right.
But we're looking for, you know, I love to take food that I love. I'm Italian, but I eat Mexican all the time. I need to talk to my mother about this proclivity. But I love to take recipes and eat my favorite things and make them healthier to do. And I did a whole podcast about that, adding more vegetables to volumize, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what you all people are eating out there.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're eating for chili. And it's that time of year. Mm-hmm. So definitely submit your recipes. And the person who is chosen to win gets gas.
Nice.
Yeah, gas. A $25 gas card. That was Gary Tussey's idea, by the way. But I had a local business call me. It's the Nutrition Center here in Richmond, Kentucky, on Big Hill Avenue. And they are going to give a $50 gift certificate to the winner also.
All right.
I know.
That's great.
And then they're going to take the recipe, and they do an annual dinner for all of their customers that mm-hmm. come into the store. It's a really cool nutrition store, health and nutrition. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've ever been. It's really, really cool. Lots of organic stuff and lots of vitamins. And they are going to serve the winner's chili at their dinner this year. They're going to put it in a crock pots and just...
Great.
Yeah, isn't that
How
great?
Fun.
So local community, I'm all about that.
I love you guys helping each other out. That's good.
Yeah. I was like, she sent me a message on Facebook. And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. let's partner on this. So, yay, we're not all by ourselves anymore,
yay,
April.
Yay, right. Chili was meant to be shared anyway.
That's right. So we're celebrating Rocktober this month. We don't have October mm-hmm. on the Julie Tussey Show. Mm-hmm. We have Rocktober. Mm-hmm. And so we've been rocking our fit and fabulous fall already. It's going great. And today we have an even awesome topic about Ooh. Eyelashes. Lash-tastic yes. eyelashes. Mm-hmm. I have worn false eyelashes I wore them when they weren't cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worn them because I just, when I was younger, my eyelashes were so long, they would hit my eyebrows. If I looked down, they'd hit mm-hmm. my eyebrows, rub on my glasses and all of that. And then I don't know what happened. You know, kind of the same thing that happens to your whole body. Maybe gravity and everything goes, and it goes downward. Things start going downward. And it but truly, I wore a bunch of waterproof mascara for about a year. Mm-hmm. I wore it every day for a year, and it broke my lashes off. And they just did not have the energy to come back.
Aww.
They didn't.
Yeah.
So now they're the rage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about eyelashes. Let's talk lashes.
Okay.
April, let's talk. So there's lots of really cool tricks and tips. And as you just said, babies get them at how many weeks?
At 8 weeks.
Aw.
Yeah.
They're so little and
I
precious.
Know.
All right. You might as well tell them what's the longest eyelash that happened.
2.5 inches, you guys. And it was a guy. And they didn't say where he's from, but probably not this continent. I'm just guessing. He's probably like freezing to death somewhere in some Arctic weather.
In the Antarctica.
He needs every blade of hair.
And the only thing that could grow
right.
was one eye.
Oh my gosh.
What would you do with a 2.5 I mean, why would you trim that
thing?
And
it said the average upper eyelashes. We have 200 lashes. I verified this in two different websites. We have up to 200 lashes on the top and 100 on the bottom. Can you imagine 200 2.5-inch lashes? Like
like when you blink, it's a fan. It fans
you can never
the
wear glasses.
It just, no.
You just knock them right off every time you blinked. Yeah,
I did not know we had so many.
So many.
I think that half of mine have left.
I know.
Died.
I just think that they're either, they must be super tiny, and they have a long life. They'll actually stay longer than your head of hair. Like your eyelashes will start falling out after 120 days, but can last up to 200 days.
Really?
And yeah, but in your head on your hair falls out more frequently than that.
Yeah.
So the eyelashes you've got to take care of them because they're
yes,
and they
you
take
do.
30 to 45 days to grow back out.
Well, that's the problem then, because I'm probably ripping mine out all the time. By actually, my eyes get itchy from allergies.
And you have 200, you would think there'd be plenty, but I just find that hard to believe, 200, but I verified that. And 100 on the lower.
Really? That's amazing.
But we're blondes.
I thought I had like 45 down there.
I know, right? Three really good ones, yeah.
You put that, you're like, put on your mascara,
right.
And it doesn't look like that. Mm-hmm. But they kind of cluster together, too. Eyelashes are so cool.
They love them.
They are definitely a beautiful thing to frame your eye and open your eye, especially if you have hooded eyes. They're really good to open the eye and create a look like that. So here's a few things. We'll try to get through them without taking 20 hours. Number one, eyelash brands. Oh, my gosh. I like Ardell. If you're going to buy false eyelashes, don't cheap out on them. I don't know what they have at Walmart. They might have Ardell there. But you want to make sure that you're getting a good quality eyelash. And then you want to get a great adhesive. I prefer, I think it's Ardell brand also. It's a white. It's white when it goes on. And when it dries, it's like movable and rubbery. I've actually tried some clear ones that were really strong and they're like crunchy. They kind of hurt your eye.
Yeah.
So I love these rubber ones. As a matter of fact, you put it on the lash and put your lash on, and when you take it off, it comes off easy. So it's nice and flexible. You want something flexible. So I wear something called Wispies. And that's the what would it be, the brand? The brand is Ardell, but the model is Wispies, and those are my favorite. But you have to find something that is attractive to you, and you have to not be afraid to spend a little bit of money. Like, I don't recommend spending more than $10 a pair. Cause you
is that what
get,
it winds up being?
The Ardells are about $5 to $7 a pair.
And how long does a pair last you?
For me, I reapply them, so I would say a month.
Oh, nice.
3 weeks to a month.
And when you pull them off, do you have to pull the rubbery glue off and then start, clean the next day?
Yes. The first time, no, but then maybe the second or third time. Mm-hmm. And so every day I just kind of gently remove that rubbery glue. And it's actually got eyeliner in it, you know what I mean? And so,
it's
so funny. You know how you have the backsplash on your bathroom sink, and then it has a little ledge. Mine's always got little eyelashes.
Your eyelash ledge, yeah.
And at first, when you first start having them around, you walk in and you're like, because you think it's a spider or something, you know, kind of like, and then you get used to it, and it only freaks out your visitors, you know. So very good for Halloween. The second thing that is a really good trick, and many people don't know this about eyelashes, is you need to measure for size. So in other words, when you pull them off, your eye might be, I've never measured an eye, but say it's an inch and a half in length, and your eyelash might be an inch and three-fourths. So what you do is you kind of lay, before you put glue on, you lay the eyelash into your inner corner, and you kind of seat it on the top of your eye. And if the outer corner, if there's extra lashes or it seems too long to not perfectly fit, you want to take scissors and very carefully cut off. And they come in clusters, like a cluster of one or two.
Oh, yeah.
however many clusters you need to go in, you can kind of judge. Of course, cut one and lay it on, and then cut another one and lay it on. You can actually get them even a little too short, and then what you do is you make sure that when you put them on, that the edge of it lines up to the outside of your eye and not the inner corner. If you cut them too short, you can still kind of wear them. That way. So a lot of people, a lot of women that I've talked to, they don't know that. So lay it in your, lay it up and seat it on the eyelid and look. You know, close your eye if you have to and look with the other eye and make sure that it's not too long for your eye. Okay, so that makes it a lot more comfortable and makes it fit a lot better. Number three, you take, and we're going to do a video about this, I think. You take the eyelash band in one hand on the end, and then you put the other, so you got the corner and the end of it, in both hands, and you arch it and roll it to make it more flexible.
Makes
because
sense.
You may have more arch in your eyelid, in the shape of your eye, than the lash does. So if you make it flexible and kind of loosen it up, you can, and I wish everybody could see this.
The motion.
Showing you the motion. So you just grab it on each end gently, and then you kind of just get it to roll or arch a little bit. And it softens it up, and it makes it more flexible and pliable to apply to your eye, because not every eye is going to have that standard shape of an eyelash. Number four, if you're not great, or you can actually get too much glue on them if you try to glue directly. So when I first started, what I did was I would put a bead of glue on my sink counter. It comes right off really easily. It's rubbery, it rolls off. If it dries, it's easy. So I would put a dot there, and then I would dip my finger in it, and then I would touch my finger to the band.
Okay.
And that way you don't get too much.
Right.
Sometimes I wave them a little bit and let it set up. You know, when you put them on at first, when you first put the glue on, they can be like slide. They can slip and slide and not stay where you want. So if you just wave it a little, you know, a couple seconds, maybe 5 seconds, and then put it on, put your inner corner on first and kind of don't come in like straight towards your eye, like your hands coming in directly towards your pupil. You actually want to lift it up where it's kind of standing up, and you want to adhere it to the inner corner and then lay it down, lay it where it goes, but kind of try to keep that lash standing up.
Right.
You don't want it coming straight out.
I've seen people who their eyelashes are coming more at me than curving up.
Yes.
Maybe that's the angle that they're applying them.
Yes, it has a lot to do with the angle. And you can even take your hand once your lash is on and it's going to sit there while it's up. You can take your hand, your fingers, and you can push your own eyelashes up and into that lash and kind of hold it in place while it dries. Another trick that I do is I take a blow dryer and I put it on a low heat setting and a low wind, and I hold it away from my face once I have both lashes on, and I just blow dry them. With you close your eye and blow dry them, and you'll feel them like fluff. You'll feel them like flutter up. But if you dry them that way, like say you're aiming at your nose, have the blow dryer down by your waist and aim up past your nose too, so it's getting that angle of wind, and it will cause the lash to dry sitting up more.
Nice.
Okay. See, I need to write a book.
That's wonderful.
Don't I need to write? I need to have my own book about lashes.
We'll do
lashes.
Some videos later.
We'll do some videos, because these are tricks that have just, I don't know, I'm just kind of creative anyway, being artistic, and these are things that I learned as I went. I was like, when I saw my eyelash, it wasn't what I wanted to see, and so I had to figure out what to do to make it what I wanted to see, and I had very hooded eyes before I had my eye surgery. And so I had to try and compensate for that. So I learned some of these tricks, trying to get my eye to look more open and less tired or mean. You can look mean when your eyes are hooded very easily. And I'm not mean. I'm so not mean. So I've learned some of these things. So I use that blow dryer, and it gets that to open up. And, you know, why would you put an eyelash on that you can't see from the front and only from the side?
Right.
You know. And you don't have to, you know, you can get eyelashes. I like a long one. I have quite a distance between my eyelid and my eyebrow. Some eyes are smaller, mm-hmm. and you would want to get a shorter, smaller, you know,
that
look.
Makes sense.
But mm-hmm. because of these tricks, though, I've actually had makeup artists look at me and not know I had lashes on mm-hmm. years ago before they were popular. Now right. everybody's about got them on. Yeah, mm-hmm. so they look for them more. But these are just tricks to make them look more real. Then here's another trick. April, aren't you so glad I'm so...
This is very
informative. It's trick or treat and tips, yeah. you know. Rocktober, baby. We're going to rock our eyelashes. You get a really nice mascara, not a clumpy one. I actually use Mary Kay's mascara. That is their... I think it's their original. They have another mm-hmm. one that's more fiber building, but just their original. Mm-hmm. And what you do is once your eyelashes are good and dry, like do your makeup, let those really dry good. Then you take your mascara wand and you literally start at the base of your own lash and you brush the mascara up into the false lash mm-hmm. and it causes them to adhere together.
Okay.
So your own lashes start coming and then mm-hmm. you can, of course, can add more mascara if you're going to wear your lashes more than once, which I highly recommend because there's no sense not to.
Right.
Once you get a good coat of mascara on the first time, go ahead and do the whole lash. You won't have to do that again. You'll just do your little lashes or whatever mm-hmm. your lashes are, and you embed them into the lash.
Nice.
And so it looks really nice. And sometimes if the lash has a tendency to fall down a little bit, like on your outer corner, you can literally, once the mascara is almost dry, you can literally put your finger on the top of the, mm-hmm. the false lash and your thumb on the bottom of your own lash and you kind of squeeze it together. The mascara okay. makes it adhere more. That makes your eye open more.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So I told you this was going to be a lot of lash-tastic information. And you don't want to have a lash-tastrophe.
No.
So I had one once.
Oh, no.
I've had one once. So when you go to buy your glue, your adhesive, you want to make sure that you get two tubes, one for your makeup bag and one that stays in your purse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you cry, these are going to come off. So, you know, they're possibly going to come off. Or sometimes you'll think it's tacked down on the inside and you go out and half of your inside corner is waving at people.
Oh, no.
So I was going to a really big event in a small town, mm-hmm. and I had my lashes on, and I had to drive about an hour and a half to get there. So I get there, and I look in the mirror, and half of my eyelashes is not tacked on the inside corner. And you know what I didn't have?
Your glue.
I didn't have it.
Oh, no.
April, I had to take them off and go to the event lashless.
No.
It was embarrassing. But I have since recovered mm-hmm. since I went to a Lash-tastics recovery group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And have counseling.
For recovering trauma.
No, seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Trauma, eyelash trauma. But I had to go, but it made me get smart. So mm-hmm. very rarely, I never travel without it in mm-hmm. my purse. And I don't go to events without it. I will go to the grocery store because, you know, if I have a Lash-tastrophe, they're
it's
like,
okay.
Ah, you saw me before, wink, wink.
The produce aisle will forgive you.
Yeah. But I try to keep it in my purse. Now, another really cool thing that happened that I just tried was I have a special trip that I'm going to make. And I had always wanted to try this, so I did, and I'm trying it temporarily right now, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm going to keep it through the holidays. My friends own Color Creations here in Richmond, Kentucky, mm-hmm. and it's a salon, a cool salon. Mm-hmm. I went to see Brittany, baby, and she does lash extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So today I'm doing my Rocktober rocking my lash extensions. And you know, the first day, I didn't like them.
Oh, really?
No, because they're different than, you know,
right.
you go pick on lashes, you can get any kind of fullness you want or whatever.
Yeah.
But the next morning I got up and my eyes looked so open and so beautiful. Mm-hmm. The lashes were just beautiful. I was like,
mm-hmm.
maybe I do like these. And so they make a special mascara that they sell there too. And I've been putting a little bit of mascara on the tips. But I'm kind of liking it because unlike my persona,
mm-hmm.
which is always glammed out and big heavy eyelashes and all of that, I don't like to do that every single day.
No.
And my own lashes are so short that it's, even if I put mascara on them, I just look a little bit different or tired when I don't do that. But sometimes I like to just throw on jeans and t-shirt, just like today. Jeans, t-shirt, barefoot. I'm working in the office. My hair is just going to be in a ponytail today. But I don't want to look like I'm not cared for, that I haven't cared for my look.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And these are beautiful because it's like the best of both worlds without all the work.
I think they look very natural, and they look like they're not heavy.
No, they're not.
Sometimes I've gotten lash extensions one time, and I remember feeling like they were slightly heavy, but I never wore false lashes before or anything, so I couldn't tell the difference.
So it was a big change.
It was a big change. But you're saying even the eyelash extensions feel lighter than the new ones.
Yes, the extensions are nice. I lost about 4 of them on the first day, and since then, though, I haven't lost any. And I guess you get them filled like every 2 to 3, 4 weeks, depending.
Now, I was told, too, if you save them, if they fall out, you can save them, and they'll glue them back in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can reuse them.
Oh, I guess I'd have to check into that because of the adhesive. I don't know if it would get more too clumpy where the adhesive, you know, smooth. Yeah, I threw mine down the drain.
That's okay. That's okay. But I think you can save them. Or if they look savable, it might. You know,
Well, they're really cool, and you know what they do? They literally take the eyelashes, like one lash, and at the end, it flares out and has like three. It's like a three prong.
Nice,
They're really wild,
right?
And so that at the tips, they look a little fuller, and they're pretty long. Like they hit my eyebrows.
They look long.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They're pretty long, but they don't look. They look natural.
They look
natural, but they glue this individual eyelash to your individual eyelash. And the reason you lose them is because you lose your eyelashes.
Right.
So when the eyelash that it's adhered to is shedding, you go and get them filled every... I'm going to try to go 3 to 4 weeks. We'll see if I can pull it off.
Well, according to the website, you lose 1 to 5 lashes a day.
Oh, okay.
And I think with the eyelashes, you just got to avoid water, just like any kind of
lash. I don't know. I got them in the shower got them pretty wet today, and they're doing okay.
Good.
I think you just have to avoid any pulling or tugging or rubbing, you know. And I have eye allergies. So I have to put drops in every day, and that has not affected it.
Good.
And I didn't have an allergy to the glue. The worst part was getting them on, laying still for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, that was the worst part. And
well, see, I remember feeling like I could take a nap. It was so relaxing.
I wish I could have, but I had a post-traumatic stress thing happening because when they did my upper eyelid surgery, I had drugs to feel relaxed, but I kind of had a panic attack during the surgery. I remember feeling like this overwhelming panic happening because they had to have my eyes open during the surgery. And then they had to have me close them. Mm-hmm. So like I was coherent, but I wasn't 100% there. And so I'm laying there and I can't open my eyes. And I realized, I might have a little problem here.
Oh.
But I just breathed through it and dealt with it. And nobody else is probably going to have that crazy hang up. But that was the worst part for me was laying still for two hours.
Right.
Yeah.
It does take a long
But once you have
time.
Them on, I don't think it takes near so much to fill them, probably.
Oh, probably not.
10 to 20 minutes or a half hour or something.
Knowing you, you'll figure out how to do it yourself and wind up doing it yourself. Like, you...
yeah.
You know, I mean, you could probably glue them on or repair them yourself as you go. I don't know what kind of glue they use.
It's pretty stout stuff, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So, give Brittany a shout at Color Creations if you're in the Central Kentucky area. She did a great job, and she's at the salon quite often, and you just call, make an appointment, she'll do it. But what do you think? I love eyelashes.
They look great. And they look light. You know,
Thank
they look
you.
Light as a feather. And you don't Thank even you. Need mascara. They look perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm just like not always being so glammed, you know. There's a time and a place. And
as long as you have mascara, like that's the one thing for me that if I have to put on it, that's the one thing that I should put on to make me look awake. So if you're waking up and you already have beautiful lashes, that eliminates at least for me half of my beauty regimen.
I go in the bathroom and my eyelashes say, "Hello, gorgeous."
Right. You didn't have to do any work for them. You just woke up that way.
Oh, I just woke up this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's been wonderful. I'm really liking it. I'm hoping to continue to keep them on. Financially keep them on, right? All right. Well, we'll be right back.
about the time you had October figured out, Julie throws you Rocktober on the Julie Tussie Show. Rock on with your bad self. Rocktober on the Julie Tussie Show.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban
Bar. And we're back on The Julie Tussie Show. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I can tell, April, by the way, you were so focused that you were really learning some secret tricks.
I was learning some secret tricks. Yeah, I was.
You were. I could see your gears going.
I loved getting eyelash extensions. I've never been a fan of the glue-on because I'm so afraid that I'm going to pull some healthy ones off. But I would love to get eyelash extensions again. Like you said, maybe for the holidays.
Yeah.
Or something, maybe.
Well, you have to go see Brittany. Honestly, she told me people are worried that they break off their own lashes, but really the reason they come out, unless you're pulling on them, of course, you can rip your own lashes out that way, but the only reason they come out is because of that shedding, and I honestly did not know that our eyelashes shed that much, and I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I never...
Yeah, 1 to 5 a day, and we have 200, supposedly,
Since that first day, I think I've only seen one little lash... I've had them on. When did I get them done? Last Wednesday? Last Friday. I got them on Friday, and today is Tuesday. So, we're doing good.
I have a lash growing serum that I put on my eyelashes at the roots. I usually remember every other day. I don't remember every day. Or if I have some leftover makeup on, I know not to put it on, unless my eyes are cleaned off.
Right.
So I used that, and I think that helps a
little
bit.
I always wanted to try Latisse, but I didn't want there's a chance that your eyes can turn a different color or brown.
Interesting.
Get a different color, and I love the color of my eyes. It's one of the things that I like about me.
Really?
Yes.
The color of
your eye. Can actually, so that's why. But if you are going to use a serum on your lashes, you have to ask your extensionist if you can actually use it with, because it might debond the glue. You might want to.
Oh, you definitely can't use it in conjunction.
Right.
And don't forget, everybody, October 26th at Wells Plastic Surgery and Skin Care Center in Lexington from 9 to 3. They're going to have demonstrations of all of the things that they're offering, all of the cool new ways that they're putting in injectable fillers, which they're not calling fillers, they're calling builders. They're going to do all kinds of skin repair techniques and show you how to do it yourselves. You're going to go to wellsplasticsurgery.com if you want to see some videos. It's going to be awesome.
And see, get some more information. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, April, for doing that. And thanks for complimenting my eyelashes.
Oh, they look beautiful.
We get talking and you say the nicest things and I just continue to talk. So thank you. Don't forget, everyone, that October is not only National Chili Month, and you need to submit your recipes by October 23rd to the Julie Tussie Show at gmail.com. But it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I will talk about it in the next podcast, but I have released a breast cancer awareness campaign on Facebook and Instagram, and I bared it all.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
But it's really, really important and really close and dear to my heart. I've lost a very dear friend to breast cancer. One of my cousins has fought it. Women in my life that I know have dealt with it. And so I really want to just be really real about it, really encourage women to love themselves enough to take care of themselves, and then give true love to your sisters around you and the girls in your life, and encourage them to do their monthly self-exams and get their yearly mammograms.
Right.
So there you go. It was a lash-tastic program. April, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.